Chapter 4 Achilles. Achilles' heel. Thetis, the sea nymph who was married to the mortal king Peleus, wanted to make her son Achilles immortal by dipping him in the sacred waters of the river Styx, one of the rivers that flowed through the underworld. However, she did not realize that, when she was dipping the infant, his heel by which she held him was not touched by the waters, thus leaving that spot vulnerable. This is how the modern phrase Achilles' heel came to be, for this was also the hero's doom. Paris, the prince of Troy, shot a poisonous arrow, which was believed to have been guided by the god Apollo, and hit Achilles' heel, thus killing him. Nowadays, we use Achilles' heel to describe a person's weak spot or particular vulnerability. Here is an example. He would be an excellent candidate for the position. He has energy and knowledge, but he has gotten Achilles' heel, his bad temper. The Achilles' heel cord is the strongest tendon in the human body, which enables us to walk, run, climb stairs, and do all of the things that we need to do every day. Stretching and proper warm-up are the most general recommendations to prevent injury to your Achilles tendon. Here is an example. Chinese hurdler Liu Xiang has arrived at a renowned private hospital in London to receive surgery on his torn right Achilles tendon. Achilles reflex. Achilles reflex, also known as the ankle jerk reflex, is a reflected action or movement, the sum total of any particular automatic response mediated by the nervous system. A reflex is built into the nervous system and does not need the intervention of conscious thought to take effect. In addition to Achilles reflex, there are also knee-jerk reflex and jaw-jerk reflex. The Myrmidons. The Myrmidons were a legendary race of Greek mythology, created by Zeus from a colony of ants. They were then taken to Thessaly, either by Aeacus or his son Peleus, king of Thessaly, and father of Achilles. During the Trojan War, Achilles led the Myrmidons to battle as an ally of the Achaeans, commanded by King Agamemnon. When Achilles felt wronged by Agamemnon and refused to fight, his army of Myrmidons all followed him by abandoning the battle as well. Seeing the Achaeans suffering tremendous losses, Patroclus, the best friend of Achilles, borrowed Achilles' armor and led the Myrmidons return to the battlefield and soon pushed the Trojan forces back. However, Patroclus was killed by Hector, which enraged Achilles, who rejoined the Trojan War to seek revenge. The Myrmidons were known for their skill in battle and loyalty to their leaders. If someone is likened to a Myrmidon, he must be a devoted person who executes without question or scruple a master's commands.